our intentions can be virtuous. We can have a positive intention or a good intention, act with a good intention. Or we can have a negative intention, a bad intention, a non-virtuous intention. Or neutral. So we have to check our intention. We have to check, is my intention good or is it bad? That's the key, watching and monitoring our intention. Why am I doing this action? And before we think anything, before we say anything, before we do anything, check our intention. Am I saying this with a good intention? Am I saying this with the intention to help or benefit others? Can't get a better intention than that. Am I saying this with a good intention? Or am I saying it with a bad intention? To score a point over someone, or to get back at them or something, or maybe to turn somebody's mind against somebody else. So Geshe-la says, you know, whether someone is wise or foolish depends upon their intention. We are defined by our intention. The kind of person we are depends upon our intention. Let's just roll this back a little bit. Geshe-la says, Buddha said, if a branch falls off a tree and hits someone on the head, would we say that that tree had created karma? That that was an action? What do you think? Of course not. Because the tree doesn't have mind. And so therefore a tree does not have an intention. So an action has to be an intentional action. Well, what about I'm walking along the road and then maybe I have an involuntary movement in my arm for some reason, and I knock someone. And maybe they're a little bit shocked by it, maybe even a little bit hurt. What do you think? Some people, due to physical conditions, have involuntary movements in their arms and so forth. So what if I do that and then or maybe I'm lying in bed with a fever and I'm lashing out and a person trying to help me and I strike them. Did I create some bad karma then? What do you think? You see, if the action is unintentional, in effect, you're no different from a tree. The branch drops off a tree. There's no intention to harm. If we do unintentional action, there's no intention to harm. So therefore, it's not negative karma. What about I'm walking down the street, there's somebody in front of me, and I rush forward, and I push them. And they stumble and fall to one side, and they're shocked, and they turn around looking at me like, what the heck are you doing? Did I create good karma or bad karma? We only know the answer to that question if we know what's going on in my mind at that time. Suppose, for example, I saw or I thought something's about to fall from above and I'm pushing them out of the way. It's good karma, isn't it? I'm safe and my intention is to help. I don't have an intention to harm. Or maybe I don't like that person and I want to hurt them. They have harmful intention. Then that's bad karma. Good karma, bad karma. You walk into a room and there's somebody there dying, lying on their bed, dying. And somebody's sitting beside them, caressing them, cooling them down with wet cloths, attending to all of their physical needs, providing them with as much comfort as they can. What do you think? Is that a positive action or a negative action? Geshe-la uses an example like this. Well, it depends on their intention, doesn't it? What's going through their mind? If they really cherish this person and they want to alleviate their suffering and make their passing as painless as possible, then it's a good action. But what if they're trying to win that person over and get them to change their will at the last minute and sign over some money to them? What that's their real intention. We have many layers of intention. Even we can't read our own intentions a lot of the time. We have some superficial spoken intention, but deep down there's another hidden intention, like water flowing beneath the ice. Mind's very complicated. So we need to be able to be honest with ourselves and look at our mind and say, what is my real intention here? Because that's the karma I'm creating. Doesn't matter how it looks to other people. What matters is just that mental factor, intention. We can say, my motivation, the motivation behind this action. You know, it's the mental factor, intention, plans all of our actions. Thinks through what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, what result. All of this is coming from our mental factor, intention. It's all coming from our mind. And maybe part of that intention is to conceal the negativity in that action and make it look like a virtuous action. It can be quite complex. But at the end of the day, we know in our own heart whether we have a virtuous intention or a non-virtuous intention, and therefore we know whether we are creating positive karma or negative karma. And therefore we know what the result of this action will be, whatever other people think, however much we may be praised for our action. If we had a negative intention, it was a negative act. We created some negative karma, unpleasant experience further down the line. So do you see the importance of watching our intention? Venerable Geshe-la says, from one point of view, that's all we have to do. Controlling the mind. Just watch our intention. If we have a good intention, and especially if we have a beneficial intention, if we check before we say anything, before we think anything, before we do anything physically, if we check, make sure that we have a beneficial intention in our mind. Impossible to create negative karma. Especially, I mean, and here it is, people, here's the key. Have the intention to be of benefit to others. Simple. Hold that intention. Have the intention to be of benefit to others.